President Bush is in Uruguay, his second stop on a five-nation tour of Latin America. Mr. Bush spent much of the day at a sprawling ranch with President Tabaré Vázquez. President Bush talked to reporters and was immediately asked about troubles back home and an internal Justice Department report spelling out how the FBI has abused the anti-terrorism law known as the Patriot Act.
My question is, what are you going to do to solve the problem? And how fast can you get it solved?
NPR White House correspondent David Greene has been traveling with the president. David, these abuses by the FBI, are they a political problem for the president?
Debbie, it's probably worth reminding people briefly what these abuses are. This internal report suggested that the FBI has used the Patriot Act to go to businesses and get information about their customers from them far more than they ever reported. And then critics are saying it's a violation of the privacy rights of Americans. Is it a problem for Mr. Bush? Well, if we look back, I mean, he was a huge supporter of the Patriot Act. It was a law that he championed. So this story really plays into critics' hands, and Democrats are saying it's an example of how the administration has been very abusive using the Patriot Act.
We're going to hear more about the FBI abuses in a few moments from Senate Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy. But first, David, I understand the president has had another distraction on this trip, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez is really Mr. Bush's political nemesis in this region. And Mr. Bush was asked about Chavez today, and he still won't mention Chavez's name, but he seemed a little snippy about it. Chavez had a big rally in Buenos Aires, right across the water from where Mr. Bush was in Uruguay. About 20,000 people were there. He called Mr. Bush a political cadaver. So this trip, it's really shaping up to be a clash of visions. Mr. Bush is trying to undermine Chavez and Chavez's socialist message and try to bring some help to Latin America, but Chavez has a lot of money to throw around, and even a moderate leader like Uruguay's President Vasquez, you know, he met with Mr. Bush, he was friendly with him, but the U.S. Embassy says that Hugo Chavez is helping to build a new presidential office for Vasquez.
The president moves on tomorrow to Colombia, which has seen some pretty serious political scandals of late.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, if we looked at the itinerary of President Bush's trip in the beginning, this may have looked like his easiest and friendliest meeting. There are a lot of ties between the U.S. and Colombia. But now President Alvaro Uribe has a lot of troubles. A lot of political allies have been accused of supporting right-wing militias in Colombia. So President Bush, leading up to the visit, has defended him. But a lot of Democrats back in Washington are saying that if there are a lot of troubles and a lot of corruption in the Uribe government, why is the U.S. spending so much money to help the military and fight drugs in Colombia? So a lot of questions the president's probably going to have to answer while he's there.
NPR White House correspondent David Greene reporting from Montevideo, Uruguay. Thank you, David.
Always a pleasure, Debbie.